Joey. I told him a lion got loose in our house.
Dennis, I spend a great deal of time getting rid of caterpillars.
You do? You're making a big mistake, Mr. Wilson. When they get ripe, they turn into butterflies.
Well, I'll just continue making that same mistake. Oh, Stuart, here.
What can we do to help you, Mr. Wilson? Want us to do some hauling for you?
I don't need anything hauling. Get out of the flower bed. Just help me last till tomorrow. Just till tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow, Mr. Wilson?
Nothing that concerns you. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. Oh, there's little Joey down the street. Why don't you run and play with him?
Okay. Hey, Joey, wait a minute!
But I can't let you do all the work of preparing the food. After all, my husband's going on this fishing trip, too.
Oh, that's no bother, Mrs. Wilson.
Well, I'm going to fix some deviled eggs. That's the least I can do.
Oh, Henry loves your deviled eggs. Excuse me, Joey. Hello? Oh, no, Henry, your fishing creel hasn't been delivered yet.
Well, if it doesn't get there by 3 o'clock, call me. I'll drop by the store and check on it. Dennis hasn't found out anything about my fishing trip, has he?
No, he hasn't.
You've been telling Dennis for months you were going to take him fishing with you, and now that you and Mr. Wilson are going, I just don't think it's right for you to sneak off without Dennis.
His feelings won't be hurt. He won't even know about it.
Well, now, remember your promise. If Dennis does find out, you'll have to take him with you. All right, Henry. Goodbye.
If I were going fishing, I think it would be fun to have Dennis come along. I think our husbands are being mean.
So do I.
Hey, Mom, I'm home.
In here, Dennis.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Wilson. Gee, I haven't seen you since this morning.
He's such a nice boy. Where are your friends?
Stuart and Joey are out in the garage parking my wagon. You know what we've been doing? Chewing tar.
Dennis.
We didn't swallow it. Hey, Mom, boy, is there news from the neighborhood. They're putting in a cement sidewalk at the new house. I can hardly wait to laugh through. Does Dennis have two N's in it?
But you're not going to write your name on it.
My initials?
No.
Okay, but I'll sure feel left out. And for the best thing of all, a burglar broke into the Armstrong's house and stole Mr. Armstrong's wallet.
Well, that's terrible.
Honestly, Alice, I don't know what's happening to this neighborhood. That's the second burglary this month.
Hi.
Hello, boys.
Hi, fellas. Wagon okay?
Yeah.
Can we have some cookies?
You've eaten them all.
That's okay. We'll find something else.
How's little Joey? Is he talking yet?
Not much. But he's a good thinker, aren't you, George?
What does he think about?
He won't tell us. Sure, how you can think. Harder!
Enough. You'll blow a fuse.
Come on, fellas. Let's go out in the kitchen.
Keep out of that bag of marshmallows, Dennis. I want you to eat something with vitamins in it. Something that'll make you grow.
What has vitamins?
Apples, for one thing. Oranges. Salads. Soups. Especially soups.
Okay, Mom. I sure want to grow. Then I can reach the cookie jar without standing on anything. Remember what Mom said about soup being good for growing boys?
My mom says the same thing.
You better stir it. It'll get lucky.
How is it?
It needs something. Hand me the salt, Stuart.
Dennis, what in the world are you doing?
Oh, hi, Mom. We're mixing something to make boys grow.
What is it?
Chocolate soup.
Look at the mess you've made. Oh, Dennis.
I'll eat that for you.
I'll get him. Dennis, don't you touch that door.
Jeepers, I never had to stay away from a door before.
Mitchell residence?
Yes.
Package for you.
Thank you.
What's in the package, Mom?
Never mind.
Can I see it?
You. No. No, you can't. And I don't want you to touch it under any circumstances.
Not even if the house catches on fire and we want to save the valuables? What if the dam breaks?
Dennis, there isn't a dam in 1,000 miles of here. Now, don't you touch that package.
How about if I'm saving it from burglars?
Dennis, I don't want to hear another word about it.
There goes the best mom in the whole world. Do you know what she's trying to do? She's trying to surprise me. Now, it's too early for Christmas and too late for my birthday. I wonder what it is.
Henry, you can stop worrying. Your fishing creel just came.
Great. I hope Dennis didn't see it.
Well, he saw the package, but he doesn't know what's in it. I put it up on the shelf in the hall closet so he can't reach it. Henry, how much fried chicken can you and Mr. Wilson eat? Dennis Mitchell, I thought I told you not to touch that package.
I'm not touching it. I'm smelling it.
Are you sure that's all you did?
Well, I listened to it a little.
Now, you stay out. O-U-T, out of that closet.
The package is for me, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Now, take these books and put them right back where you got them.
Okay.
Going on around here, and I'm going to find out what it is. Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Are you all set for tomorrow morning?
Oh, hi, Henry. Yeah, I'm raring to go. I just finished up putting these earthworms in the flower bed.
Putting them in?
Yeah, that's right. The nursery sold them to me to improve the soil. Some new theory.
What a job. I'm kind of tired.
Well, don't overdo it. Remember, we got a lot of rowing to do tomorrow.
Oh, I'll be ready.
Dennis hasn't found out anything, has he?
I don't think so. If he does, Alice says we have to take him with us.
Dennis is pretty hard to put something over on.
Well, when a couple of grown-up men like you and me decide to keep him in the dark, it's pretty easy.
I guess you're right.
Well, he is just a kid.
Of course, an innocent babe in arms up against a couple of slickers.
Well, pros.
Exactly.
Are you going to have enough tackle for both of us?
Oh, sure. But he needs a lot of straightening out. After Dennis goes to bed tonight, I'm going to sneak up in the attic and get it so I can work on it.
Well, I'll come over and help you. You know, if we get everything shipshape tonight, we'll have just that much more time for fishing tomorrow. Oh, boy, Henry, I can hear him jumping now.
How come the door to the attic's locked?
We have some valuables up there, and we don't want burglars to get them. Don't stand too close, Dennis. The grease could splatter.
Gee, you're sure cooking a lot of chicken.
Don't worry, it'll be eaten.
I've never seen you cook that much chicken for just the three of us. I guess we're having company for dinner then, huh, Mom?
No, Dennis, we're not having company.
I guess me and you and Dad are going on a picnic tomorrow then, huh, Mom?
No, Dennis, we're not.
I guess you're fixing a box up for church then, huh, Mom?
No, Dennis.
I guess we're going to give some of it to orphans then, huh, Mom?
No, no, we're not, Dennis.
I guess you're going to start selling fried chicken then, huh, Mom?
Of course not.
I guess you're
going to... Dennis, please.
Hi, honey. Where's my...
Hello, dear.
hi, son.
Hi, Dad.
The item from D-E-T-W-I-L-E-R-S. I didn't see it in the C-L-O-S.
Later, dear. Getting hungry, Dennis?
Well, not especially. I gotta go do something.
Where is it?
It's in the attic. I didn't let you spell it out for fear he might know the word.
Oh, honey, don't be silly. I don't think he was even paying any attention.
Hello, operator. I want to talk to a store called... D-E-T-W-I-L-E-R-S. Hi, Dad. Reading the newspaper?
Well, I seem to have stopped for the moment. What's on your mind?
Well, you know how you said I could talk to you if I had a problem.
Yes?
Well, something's come up that I don't understand.
Well, what is it, Dennis?
Boy, you sure got a lot of hair on your chest, haven't you?
Dennis, what is it you wanted to talk to me about?
I want to know why Mom fried all that chicken and what's in that package.
Dennis, I've told you I want you to stop prying. I told you that when you tried to call the store. Oh, jump down, son. I've got to answer the door. Well, let's go, Dennis.
I can't. I'm stuck in your buttonhole.
Oh, Dennis.
Is somebody going to get that door?
I'll get it, honey. Come on. I don't know how you got your friend in here. Bert, you take your hand down. I can get it off better. No, honey, look, you put your hand down.
Oh, hello, Mitchell.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello. Well, I thought you'd be in bed.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Yes, it is his bedtime. Come on, Dennis.
I can't. I plugged into Dad's buttonhole.
That's right.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Henry. Well, now here, it can't be that hard.
If I pull it.
Gee, this is sort of like the time we had to call the fire department to get my head out of that iron railing, isn't it?
Thank goodness. Okay, honey, off to bed.
Okay, Dad.
Dennis, mind your manners. Mr. Wilson's here.
Excuse me. Good night, Mr. Wilson.
Good night, Dennis.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson.
Henry, don't you think it's safe to go up and get your fishing gear now?
What time is it?
Oh, it's...
I I want to buy you a new band.
That won't be necessary. It was the catch. It had to be fixed anyway. It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, he ought to be asleep by...
I'll go up and bring it down. Maybe there's some stuff I can help you carry down.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, we have to pass right by Dennis's door, so you've got to be very quiet. By the time Dennis opens his eyes again, we'll be out on the lake with a couple of bass in our boat. Dennis's room. We don't want to wake up Dennis.
I'm already awake.
Dennis, what are you doing awake?
I can't get to sleep, Dad, from wondering about that package. What are you and Mr. Wilson doing upstairs?
Just checking the house.
Do you think maybe we got burglars?
Dennis, go in and go to bed.
I've been thinking, Dad, if that package isn't for me... Is it for Mom?
No, it's not. Now go to sleep, Dennis.
I'll try.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson. I'll have to try later. I'll fix the tackle myself. I know you want to turn in.
Well, if you don't mind, I think I will. You know, 5 o'clock comes pretty early.
What time is it?
Midnight.
Oh, Henry, you're not going to try again.
I am.
Why don't you wait till morning? Then you know he'll be asleep.
As long as I'm awake, I might as well try. It'll save us a couple of hours at the lake. Father out of his mind.
If I could only figure it out. I keep wondering who it's for and why.
If I tell you, will you go to sleep?
Sure, Dad.
Well, it's for me. I'm going to open it tomorrow. Now go to bed.
Really? Is it for your birthday?
Yeah, it's for my birthday. Now go to bed.
Gee, I haven't anything for you.
Well, you can give me the greatest gift of all, a night's sleep.
Okay, Dad.
But you have to get up in 3 hours.
Honey, I can't sleep anyway. Look, Dennis is getting suspicious seeing me in the hall. As long as you're awake, would you mind going in and checking on him?
Well, what if he's awake?
Tell him a story. Tell him anything, but keep him in his room.
Oh, all right. Anything to get some sleep.
Move quiet as a ghost. That kid's got built-in radar. It'll only take a second. From now on, it's all downhill.
All right.
Where's that blast of lights?
Didn't hear that. I think so.
That boy's in trouble.
Help! Mr. Wilson!
Well, where's my shotgun?
Dennis, I tell you, there aren't any burglars in here.
How do I know they aren't making you say that? Mom, all right?
Yes, Dennis, I'm all right, and there are no burglars.
Boy, I'm glad to hear that. I was kind of scared.
Oh, well, you were very brave, dear. Wasn't he, Henry?
Yes, very brave and very loud. All right, son, run off to bed. The excitement's all over.
Okay, Dad.
You don't suppose he noticed this fishing tackle, do you?
No, I don't think so. He was much too excited.
What in the world is that?
No burglars?
Just in Dennis's head.
Oh, no!
I'm so tired, I won't know which end of my fishing rod to hold.
I'm going to try to get a couple more hours sleep after you leave.
Why don't you go up now, honey?
Oh, I just have to get your lunch together. The sandwiches are all made. Just wrap the chicken. Henry, look at this.
That darn little kid, he's been up during the night eating chicken. I guess chasing burglars makes a little boy hungry.
I'm so blasted mad I could kick somebody.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, we're terribly sorry about Dennis last night.
Oh, no, I'm talking about my garden. Some dog's been digging in the bed where I put in the worms. Oh, it's an awful mess.
Well, we're just going to go out and have a good time today, right?
Yeah, right.
Henry, look at this. It's from Dennis, and it's addressed to you.
Dad, happy birthday. Boy, what spelling. Worms. That wonderful little guy. He must have seen the fishing tackle.
But where on earth would he find worms in the middle of the night?
Well, what are a few worms, more or less?
Wake up, son. I've got a surprise for you. We're going fishing.